On his 20th day in office, President Bush is sending to Capitol Hill his proposal to cut taxes by $1.6 trillion over the next 10 years. The plan was the centerpiece of his presidential campaign. Despite charges by Democrats that his measure favors the wealthiest Americans, the Bush administration is confident that Congress will approve most of what he is urging, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The message of the week for the Bush administration has been tax cuts. On Monday, the president posed next to a giant refund check, pointing out that the reductions he's calling for would mean an extra $1,600 a year for the average family of four. On Tuesday, he visited a children's bookstore to show what the cuts would mean for small businesses. And yesterday morning, the southern face of the White House was the backdrop as the president gathered 21 families that he showed off at campaign rallies last year to put a human face on tax cuts. Mr. Bush thanked them all for helping him sell his idea.
I want it to be said that ours is a plan that fulfills a campaign promise. And that's important. A lot of people look toward the political process and say, oh, these candidates just say something and really don't mean it. But when I campaigned for meaningful tax relief, I meant it.
The president, who in the weeks both before and after his inauguration has repeatedly talked about the softening of the U.S. economy, says a tax cut will give a much-needed boost to the economy by giving people more money to spend.
So this tax relief package not only is a way to make sure our economy remains strong, it's a package that understands people need to have more of their own money. It says that with strict budgeting and prioritizing our budget, that when we have surpluses, we must remember who pay the bills in America. And it's these folks who pay the bills in this country. And they deserve relief.
2 weeks ago, the president got an unexpected gift from Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan when Greenspan told a Senate committee that he had changed his mind about tax cuts. Previously, he had said the budget surplus should be used to pay down the debt. Now Greenspan says we can cut taxes and still reduce debt. Greenspan did not endorse the Bush tax plan, and he said there's little evidence that a tax cut can help revive the economy, but he did support a tax cut.
If long-term fiscal stability is the criterion, it is far better, in my judgment, that the surpluses be lowered by tax reductions than by spending increases.
That very point is among the president's reasons for pushing such a large tax cut. If there is a surplus, he says, then the money should go back to the people. That reflects his core Republican beliefs. And besides that, according to Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, there's a real danger of something else happening if you don't give the money back.
Let me reiterate something I said yesterday that the president believes very deeply. The biggest threat to the surplus is government spending. This town was built to spend. And if you don't cut taxes, that money will get spent. And the president would rather cut taxes.
The president is also proposing getting rid of the marriage tax and estate taxes and reducing the number of tax brackets from 5 to 4, giving taxpayers in each bracket, rich and poor, a cut. If passed as proposed, the Bush tax cut would be the largest since the one enacted in the months after President Reagan took office back in 1981. Critics point out that the Reagan tax cut resulted in a ballooning of the federal deficit. Fleischer was asked about that.
Well, I think it's an entirely different era. There are surpluses in this era that were not present in 1981, and the greatest danger to increasing the public debt is government spending, not tax cuts.
The president also had a warning yesterday for those who would tamper with his plan. Democrats say it's too large, and many Republicans say it's still too small.
I think for those who want to diminish the size of the tax cut, that would be inadvisable. And for those who want to increase the size of the tax cut would be inadvisable. It's the right size.
By late this morning, Mr. Bush's tax cut will be in the hands of Congress, where its final size and shape will be determined before it eventually lands back on the president's desk for a signature months down the road. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.